a youngster that had sympathized with our movement. He had expressed thoughts, I can imagine, maybe doubting the 6 million, maybe admiring Uncle A, things like that, in the school environment. He had gotten a stern talking to, gotten his parents involved, social services, I'm assuming. And the decision was made to move the student to another school in another town so that he could change, you know, change of environment that will make him less Nazi. That didn't work. So he came back to the same school. And then they had a thing that they have in high schools in Sweden. You get a free gym membership to go with your PE, you know, you get to access the gym. And
when does this happen? I never heard of this.
But free gym.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I had free gym. It's a pretty skanky gym, but
all I had was like 50 fucking Arabs running around doing camel sounds.
You're from the ghetto. My God, sorry. No, this is for the nice schools. I don't know where they are. Somewhere up in the north here. It's a bit less multicultural, maybe a little bigger budget. I don't know. It was pretty skanky gym that we had, but we had all access. So this youngster, he starts working out a lot. He stops going to parties with his former friends and, you know, obviously gets into our material and so-called being radicalized, you know, caring for his body and mind. And the parents get very worried. Because he's, as they expressed it, politically working out at the gym. So they obviously had to put a stop to this workout. It was getting ridiculous. He was getting so fit that, you know, the parents went to the gym and they took away his gym card when he was there working out, dragged him out of the gym. So he's not allowed to go to the gym anymore. And, you know, his father is trying to teach him how to drink beer properly. I don't know. But you know how upside down the world is when this thing's going on. Like, the parents want this child to just drink with his friends on the weekends, you know, get smashed, don't work out, don't study and become smart, don't think for yourself, just be a fucking tool and go to work and pay taxes for the rest of your life. That's what the parents want for this child. And I'm thinking that this isn't unique, you know. This is basically every liberal, normie, Swedish parent's reaction to their children becoming national socialists, becoming radical.